The Beatles and Come Together here on Siren Radio. And one of my favourite people is with me in the studio now. I would have him here every day if I could. It's Owen Tonks Lewis, here to tell us all about TEDx. And the reason I played Come Together is because this year TEDx Braverpool are collaborating, aren't they?
We absolutely are, and I'd be here every day if I could as well, Chris. So we're collaborating quite excitingly with TEDx Kyiv this year. They've not been able to, at least since the wars started, to really be doing a lot of events. So it's going to be really exciting to, A, celebrate our community, celebrate the collaborative communities we've got in Lincolnshire, and really sort of put that platform for voices. We're really excited for it.
Be honest, did you take the idea from Eurovision?
No, but I would love to say yes. I think I'm absolutely going to start branding it as the Eurovision of Lincoln.
Yeah. What made you go, you know, Kyiv is the voice we need to give? You know, there's so much conflict going on in the world at the minute. Why Kyiv?
No, absolutely. So we had the fantastic opportunity last year to meet Yulia, who's the curator and licensee for TEDx Kyiv. We were down in London at an event. Yulia was also there, and we just started speaking after that. And looking at, actually, there's a lot of Ukrainian voices in Lincolnshire, and as well, as sort of mentioning, I've been in that unfortunate position to not be able to do a lot themselves, that actually we had the ability to work with them to help put something on. And so that's really where that started, and it's going really quite excitingly.
I mean, for yourself, Andy and Julia, trying to put the logistics of this together must have been nightmarish, to say the least.
Oh, it's certainly been interesting. I think, we were chatting earlier that when we've been on calls, when we've been working on stuff, in between emails, we've had delays because their organising team's been in the centre of bombings. There's been war going on around them whilst we're trying to organise an event. It really puts into perspective still what's going on in our world. And it's one of the real big focuses for us is that this event and this collaboration isn't about trying to put any countries or any people specifically down or talking bad about other people. But it's solution-focused, it's ideas-focused, it's about what's next for us as people.
And hopefully, you know, giving some positives as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's finding those positives in speak metaphorically and cliche, yeah, but it's about finding the light in that dark.
So obviously applications have been open for a while now for this year. Have you had some interesting ones so far?
Yeah, we really have. So we opened applications about the beginning of this month. They close at the end of next. We've had some fantastic applications from, well, some rather interesting topics from a range of people all across the county. It's always great just to see them come in.
What specifications do people need to have if they want to apply?
Yeah. So what we ask for people when they apply is TEDx is very much focused on ideas worth sharing and ideas worth spreading and the idea that ideas change everything. The questions we ask is we want to find out what people's ideas are. We do ask whereabouts they're based. We do online and in-person coaching and support. So people need to be able to sort of make their way into Lincoln. So we ask about what the idea is, what their background on that topic is. As part of our license, we do have to show and evidence that the people talking about the idea know what they're talking about. But we're always passionate and we want to hear from people who have that idea, who are passionate about something.
And they don't necessarily have to have a fully formed talk. And,
no.
And that's not the application process, submitting their talk.
No, it's definitely not submitting the talk. The application is about what that idea is, a bit about you, why you're the one to talk about it. That's all we ask at that stage. We know that people aren't going to have that fully formed talk. And that's the whole point of the coaching process, the whole point of the support process, is to get that from the idea to the actual talk.
And obviously there's been a lot of talks, different ones over the years. Is there any topics that are sort of off the table?
So no topics are off the table. I think, well, obviously within reason.
Yeah.
We, as part of TEDx, it has to be sure that we can't sort of do anything that's overtly religious, anything for any particular party. It has to be accurate science. It's definitely no selling from the stage. And as long as it's sort of going back to the it's ideas focused, it's solution focused. We want to hear something new. We always do. We've heard the fact that we need to talk about mental health more. Absolutely. We need to be more sustainable. Absolutely. Fantastic points, but what else? What's potentially a new idea? What's a new way of doing those things?
AI.
Oh, we do get quite a lot of AI, which isn't a bad thing. It's such new and it's such a developing area that absolutely there's going to be some fantastic talks on that. But beyond just we can use AI, we shouldn't use AI. So what? Why shouldn't we? Why should we?
Yeah.
I think if someone can bring to us the, yeah, sure, this is a common topic, but here's something new on it. Absolutely interested.
Listen, we'll have a bit more music, then we'll chat a bit more, but here is Mariah Carey with We Belong Together. But they're a bit stage shy. It's not a case of them just walking out onto a stage. There is coaching and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for those that maybe have never heard of TEDx or what TEDx is the world's largest public speaking platform. So it's infamous for its bright red dot about sharing those ideas. So in Lincoln, we're one of the only places in the country with one of the top licenses, which means we can do sort of large events. One of the benefits of that is that wonderful idea of being able to walk onto that stage, speaking to over 100 or so people, which to so many people is going to be frightening as anything. So that's why we have that coaching process. It lasts about 3 months. So our event is the 2nd and 3rd of November. Coaching begins in about July. And that's a mix of online coaching, both one-to-one and group, where we go from your specific voice, developing speech, to stage presence, to doing in-person physical coaching and rehearsals as well. So it's never a case of you're just accepted and thrown onto the stage. There is that process in there to make sure we can help you give the best talk for you and that you walk on that stage feeling comfortable to do so.
So just because someone hasn't got much public speaking experience, I mean, I think we interviewed, was it Eleanor last year, who said she'd not really done anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Any public speaking, and her talk was fantastic.
She absolutely smashed it out the park last year. She did amazing. But absolutely, on the run-ups to the event, we spoke about how nervous she was, the idea of public speaking, especially when her talk was about being introverted. That idea of being on that classic red dot was frightening. But Eleanor was amazing in how she engaged with the coaching process, using those one-to-ones. And that's why I think she did such a great talk on the day.
And, you know, these talks don't just happen and then go away. They go on the TEDx YouTube site. And some even go for strategic release, don't they?
Yeah, so we've been really fortunate. We had a speaker from a couple of years ago, Robin Kramer, who's a lecturer at University of Lincoln, who did a talk on the effect about how we view ourselves and whether we're good. And it got picked up by TED itself, and as you're saying, strategic release, which means it was upgraded from a TEDx talk to a TED talk, and is now in hundreds of thousands of views on the TED website, which has been fantastic to see. And Robin's not been the only one. We had two speakers last year, two speakers from the year before that as well. So it's really great to see that speakers from Lincoln and the area are really getting put on that global stage and level.
It is. It's such a huge platform. If people want to apply, they've got until the 31st of May. How can they do so? Is it the 31st or is there 30 days in May?
I want to say 31st.
I always forget.
I
always forget. 30 days has September, April, June and November. Yes.
There
so
we go.
31. So how can people apply if they want to before the 31st of May?
So if people want to apply, then all they have to do is go onto the TEDx Brayford Paul website. You can also find us on all the standard social media channels under TEDx Brayford Paul. And there'll be a big red button that says apply on the website. You cannot miss it. It's amazing how many people do. But you just go on there and it'll have all the questions that I've said. It's got all the dates for the coaching process. Everything you probably need is on there. And you just fill out that web page and it comes straight to us.
And if people don't want to apply to do a talk, they can still follow the social media. They can, or if they are applying to talk, they can check out some of the old videos and things of previous stuff.
So on YouTube, you can find every talk that we've had on our stage. Our website also has a link to all the talks. It's filtered by every event that we've done. So if you really want to find a certain topic or a certain year or a certain theme, all of that's available on the website as well. So even if people want to research before they do so, or they just want to keep an eye on what's going on this year.
And people can volunteer as well, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an absolutely amazing volunteer team. I'm not just saying that because our volunteer manager is sat across the table from me, but it's the joyful thing with TEDx that Andy and I, who run TEDx Brayford Paul, we're now on our seventh year. We do it as volunteers. Everyone in the team is volunteers. No one makes money from doing TEDx, and I think that's one of the great things about the event. Is although it takes a lot of time, and we love it, it's because we are so passionate about it. We're not just there to make money, because we don't. It's the idea about putting that stage on for the community. Our volunteer team is a mix of people who've been involved, people who are really passionate about sharing people's ideas, ex-speakers, community leaders. It's just a fantastic group of people who want to make a difference. And it's why I love working with them every year.
It's worth doing. It's worth getting involved with. And, you know, I always say it feels, you know, you don't feel like you're volunteering. You feel like you're in a room with family, you know, and networking with other people. And, you know, it's always fantastic to be involved. So if people want to, they can do that as well. Is that through the website as well?
Yeah, so that's through the website. There's a button on the website called Volunteering, which talks about the ways to get involved, even if that's from a digital side, on social media, to at the physical events. There's always space to get involved. We're always really wanting to see about how we can help develop the people that get involved as well.
We're a friendly bunch. So
absolutely.
Yeah, do come along, get involved. Whether that is as a speaker, you can apply, remember, until the 31st of May, or you can apply to volunteer as well. And I must point out, it's not just talks, is it? You're looking for performers, aren't you?
We are looking for performers.
It just crossed my mind.
Yep, so we've gone from fiddle players to taiko drummers to poets to singers. Not a lot of dancers, to be fair. We need some dancers.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything there hasn't been, really, other than much dancers. Like
I think the only thing we've never had is a ballet dancer. Mm. This may be the year, if you're the ballet dancer listening, it's time to apply. But no, we, as well as talks, we do have and are looking for performers. They get recorded as well. That goes on the YouTube page. So it's potentially a fantastic way, if you are a performer, to get that recorded, to get that put out as well. So, no, we're absolutely very interested in performers.
And, of course, you know, as you say, everyone's volunteer. It's this event, and these events can't run without some sort of funding. And if people want to sponsor the event, how can they do so?
As you're saying, sponsorship is a massive way of how we put on these events. We run a zero every year because everything we do goes back into the community. Sponsorship, local businesses, local people is really what helps make voices heard. Especially this year when we're looking about bringing Ukrainian voices and raising them. We do need help this year. On that TEDx Brayford Paul website, it has about our speaker packages and our sponsorship packages that has all that information. Our lowest rate is £500. Which really helps just make sure there are those voices on the stage.
Most definitely. It is so important. So, obviously, we know the kind of cost of living crisis we're in, but if you are a business that wants to sponsor it, it's a fantastic one to do so. Thank you, Owen, for your time today. Up next, we've got Together in Electric Dreams here on Siren Radio.
The new Siren Radio.